With this KLAM Sports Update for this Monday, April 18th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. A couple sets of rankings coming out over the weekend. The Iowa High School tennis rankings coming out and the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association boys soccer rankings were released over the weekend. Let's first take a look at the Iowa High School tennis rankings. We'll start in Class 1A girls tennis. Cedar Rapids Xavier comes in ranked number one in the state. Columbus Catholic of Waterloo comes in number two. Then we find Spirit Lake coming in ranked number three in the state in Class 1A girls tennis. Davenport Assumption's number four, and the Pella Dutch are ranked number five in Class 1A girls tennis. No other area teams are in the rankings. To Class 1A boys tennis, where we find Cedar Rapids Xavier, the number one team in the state. Wallert Catholic of Dubuque's number two. Pella is number three. The Spencer Tigers come in ranked number four. Denison Schleswig is number five. And there at number eight, we find the unbeaten Lamar's Bulldogs, who will be against taking on Spencer coming up on Tuesday. Should be a great top 10 matchup there between the Bulldogs and the Tigers. To Class 2A girls tennis, it is Dowling Catholic at number one, West Des Moines Valley's number two, Cedar Rapids Washington number three, Cedar Falls is four, and Johnston's ranked number five. And then to Class 2A boys tennis, where Iowa City West is number one, Pleasant Valley number two, West Des Moines Valley number three, Waukee Northwest is number four, and Waukee is number five. Those rankings in the sport of high school tennis coming from the Iowa High School Tennis blog. To the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association's boys soccer rankings, we take a look at those. In Class 1A boys soccer, Mid Prairie is ranked number one. Beckman Catholic comes in ranked number two. Sioux Center gets a big jump. They're up to number three in the state this week. Western Christian also joins them there at number four, as North Fayette Valley rounds out the top five at number five. Outside of Sioux Center and Western Christian, no other area schools of note are in the rankings in Class 1A. To Class 2A, Hudson is ranked number one, Pella number two, Gilbert's ranked number three, Bondurant Farrar number four, and at number five, we find the Spencer Tigers going all the way down to number 14, an MRAC foe, as the Bishop Heelan Crusaders come in ranked number 14 in the state in Class 2A. To Class 3A, Ankeny is the number one team in the state. Iowa City Liberty is number two. Pleasant Valley number three. And Johnston number four, with Dowling Catholic number five. And no schools of note in Class 3A around the area. These rankings coming from the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association, once again coming over the weekend. The Sioux City Musketeers are winding down their regular season in the United States Hockey League, and they were able to help out their playoff standings with their win on Saturday against the Des Moines Buccaneers. 3-1 was that final score. Ben Steves with a goal in the first 10 seconds of the game got the Musketeers off to the big start that they needed to never look back from. Owen McLaughlin and Bennett Schimmick also scoring goals for the Musketeers in the win, as Sioux City clinches a first-round bye out of the opening round of the United States Hockey League playoffs, which start in a couple weeks. The Musketeers will have two more games to finish out their regular season coming up this weekend. And speaking of things coming to a close, the spring football schedule is wrapping up in college football, and Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell feels his team had a productive spring. The Cyclones lost several key players from last year's team that opened in the top 10 in the country before stumbling to a 7-6 record. The closing drills, they closed drills with an open practice at Gilbert High School.
As of right now, you feel really positive about where this team is, yet there's still a lot of work to do. I mean, this is going to be a critical summer for us and a really critical fall camp if we have the ability to compete once the season gets ready to start.
The expectations won't be as high for the Cyclones, as they are going to be a team that is a mix of veterans and newcomers.
We've always been at our best when we feel like we've got something to prove, and I feel like this group, this locker room, I think everybody here has kind of got a mentality they got something to prove, and we all do. And that's what's great about Iowa State football, because you feel like you always got something to prove. And, you know, I think this group's kind of got that edge, kind of got that niche about them. So we'll see, but it's going to be, we're going to have something to prove in the summer. We have something to prove in summer camp, and, you know, by the time we get to August, I hope we still got something to prove.
And those things to prove include the quarterback position, where Hunter Deckers takes over for four-year starter Brock Purdy. Campbell says they tried to put the former West Sioux star in some challenging spots.
Some two-minute situations throughout spring, putting him in some tough spots and forcing him to work through those things. Man, I'd rather him have tough days and work through hard right now than I want to see him have to work through hard come the fall. So, I think the checklist starts at the quarterback spot for us.
Campbell says the key for Deckers will be handling the adversity that comes with playing the quarterback position.
You certainly see talent and ability. Those are great traits. But, man, quarterback's a different animal. It ain't about talent, and it's not about anything. It's about can you handle the grind of playing Power 5 quarterback and handle the success and failures that come with it. And that time will tell.
The Cyclones will open next season on September 3rd at home against Southeast Missouri. Mark your calendars already for fall football coming up here in about 5 months or so. Major League Baseball scores from the weekend. These are coming from yesterday's Major League Baseball action. The Boston Red Sox hosting the Minnesota Twins took down the Twins 8-1 as the Twins pitching staff has a rough day. They give up two unearned runs in the sixth and then give up six runs in the eighth inning. Trevor Larnach had the lone run batted in for the Twins, coming on a sacrifice fly. Tampa Bay Rays, they defeat the Chicago White Sox yesterday, 9-3, the final score. Tampa Bay with four runs in the first inning gets off to a hot start, score four more in the eighth and one more in the ninth. Gavin Sheets, the big run producer for the White Sox, he drives in two RBIs while also hitting a round tripper in the contest. The Milwaukee Brewers, they narrowly get by the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5. Albert Pujols hit a three-run home run in the third inning for St. Louis. That is the 681st career home run for Pujols, as he's looking to become the fourth big league baseball player in the history of the sport to reach 700 career home runs. 19 more for Pujols to get to some very solid company. The Chicago Cubs defeated the Colorado Rockies yesterday 6-4. Four Cubs runs coming in the first three innings. Wilson Contreras and Seiya Suzuki with solo bombs for the Cubbies, as Nico Horner also had a pair of doubles and two RBIs in the win for Chicago over Colorado. And to some more Major League Baseball news concerning the minor league ranks, Sioux City North graduate Daniel Tillo announced that he has signed a contract with the San Francisco Giants. The news comes after Tillo was granted unconditional release from the Kansas City Royals. No official announcement was made by the Giants regarding that signing for Daniel Tillo, and so it is not clear yet what level of minor league baseball Tillo will be joining the Giants organization at. Tillo spent time on the Royals' 40-man roster in the last couple of seasons, making it as high as Double-A baseball with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in his time with the Royals organization. So again, Daniel Tillo has reportedly signed with the San Francisco Giants. Taking a look now at what's left on the high school sports schedule for today, and well, it's empty today. The weather has knocked out all of the scheduled sports for today, including the Remsen St. Mary's Golf Triangular, supposed to take place in Hull today. That has been canceled. And both track meets that were scheduled to take place today, girls track in Sheldon, that has been canceled. A lot of Plymouth County schools were supposed to go to that one. Lamar's, Galen Catholic, Hinton, Remsen St. Mary's, and Akron Westfield were all scheduled to be at that track meet in Sheldon today. Again, that has been canceled. Boys track in Orange City, hosted by Unity Christian, has also been canceled for today. Lamar's, Galen Catholic, MMCRU, and Hinton were all scheduled to attend that track meet. All three of those events have been canceled for today. You can stay up to date with those weather-related announcements and other sports news by logging on to our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter page, at KLEM Sports. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.